I'm genuinely thrilled to share some major news today. The Bitcoin Policy Institute has officially joined a U.S. State Department program dedicated to advancing global digital freedom and technology initiatives. It's a huge moment for the space.
It certainly is. And this partnership marks a significant policy shift. We're finally seeing decentralized financial tools and open source technology recognized as essential components of digital sovereignty and human rights advocacy.
Exactly. It's so refreshing to see that recognition. For those who might not know, the Bitcoin Policy Institute operates as a nonpartisan research and advocacy group. They're deeply focused on sound monetary policy, financial privacy, and building censorship-resistant networks.
Right, and what's really important here is that they aren't chasing market speculation. Instead, the organization educates policymakers, drafts legislative frameworks, and promotes regulatory environments that actually balance innovation with consumer protection.
That's the perfect bridge to the State Department side of this. Their initiative is all about embedding private sector experts directly into diplomatic and technical projects in regions facing heavy internet censorship, communication surveillance, and restrictive financial controls.
And that's where the private sector expertise becomes absolutely critical. Government agencies are strong in diplomacy and resource allocation, but let's be honest, they often lag behind the rapid pace of technological development.
You're spot on. Specialists from groups like the Bitcoin Policy Institute bring hands-on experience with decentralized networks, cryptographic data protection, and open protocol adaptation. It's practical, cutting-edge knowledge that meets people where they are.
Which is vital. This knowledge helps communities bypass state-level financial censorship and implement secure, censorship-resistant financial infrastructure. In nations where citizens face arbitrary account closures or state-controlled currencies, these decentralized tools function as essential lifelines.
Hearing that really drives home the human impact. It's wonderful to see this collaboration formally acknowledge that access to secure financial infrastructure is, in fact, a fundamental digital right.
It is. And looking ahead, this partnership will likely reshape Washington's approach to international technology diplomacy. We can expect structured training programs for activists and developers in restricted environments, standardized best practices for deploying privacy-preserving tools, and clearer regulatory frameworks that distinguish between illicit activity and legitimate financial sovereignty.
I love that forward-looking approach. The initiative also aims to foster public-private collaborations that prioritize transparency and user protection. As global governments navigate the balance between security and civil liberties, the boundaries between financial policy, internet governance, and human rights are really going to start merging.
Precisely. Ultimately, this development underscores that financial privacy, secure communication, and open internet access are deeply interconnected. For the broader technology and cryptocurrency communities, it's a clear demonstration that sustainable, real-world impact is achieved through strategic policy advocacy, cross-sector collaboration, and a consistent commitment to digital rights.
Couldn't agree more. Success will truly depend on deploying practical, scalable solutions that empower individuals without compromising security. It's an exciting path forward, and I'm so glad we're finally seeing these pieces come together.